For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Well, I've been gone for a while, but I'm back now, and wouldn't you know it, the drug war didn't end. There's so many people worth thanking at the ONDCP and the DEA, but most of all, I want to thank you, the listener. Your inaction makes it all possible, and so, I dedicate this to you.
You are so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
To me,
we couldn't do it without you.
You are so beautiful.
You're either with us or against us, and you are with us.
To me, can't you see? Everything I hope for.
You're everything we hope for.
You're everything I need.
You're everything we need.
You are so beautiful. To me.
Sincerely, thank you. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. Marijuana has been called a gateway drug, which seduces its users into involvement with other, more dangerous drugs. But is it really? I seriously doubt it. If a gateway exists, it's in the lies of the drug war. For decades, we have been bombarded with drug war messages about marijuana-inducing homicidal mania, reefer madness, brain damage that produces memory loss, genetic damage, hopelessly enslaved addicts, and amotivational syndrome that turns bright, energetic people into hollow-eyed losers. We warn our children to watch out for the dope peddler, a shadowy boogeyman in a trench coat that haunts the playgrounds and schoolyards, handing out joints to children. But what happens when these stories are found to be lies? There is no boogeyman, just the buddy you grew up with. And he wouldn't hurt you. No madness, no dementia, no brains frying like eggs in a skillet. What happens when we lie about marijuana is our credibility gets shot. And from then on, our warnings about heroin, PCP, and other harder drugs fall on deaf ears. Marijuana is not a gateway, but the drug war's campaign of marijuana lies is. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.